Right, we are on the bottom of Samach Amar Alf at the Gemara. So we just went through this whole Gemara about Konam Yayim Sheini Toem, Hayom, Shabbos, Chodesh, etc. So Amar Yirmiya, the Cheshetechshach, Tzarech Sheila. Right, so one of the examples was, if a person says, Konam Yayim Sheini Toem, Hayom, and you Asar Ella Ad Shetechshach. So I'm not going to drink any wine today, so he's only Asar to drink wine until Shkir Tseis, right, nighttime of that very day. Because that's when today is over. So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, yeah, but once it gets dark, you have to do a Sheilas Chacham. You have to be Matar Neder. Okay, so why is that? My time. So Amar Yosef, Gzeira Hayom Mishum Yom Echa. That we made a Gzeira on the language of Hayom because of a situation a person says Yom Echa. And if a person says Yom Echa, so it's 24 hours, right? And if he just says Hayom, so he's just gonna end it at that night. So what's the concern? So the concern is that says the Mefarish, right? Tzarech Sheilas Chacham lahatir lo neder mishum hakeira. I mean, people should have to see that he's doing that. Why gzera hayom ati yom echad di amres lechesheteshach techshach af abisha avrayom have mutar also lemeimar nami ki neder hayom neder yom echad vaomid bechatzi hayom. Let's say a person is going to say Yom Echa and he's standing at noon, right? Mutal lechashetech shach, because you might think the same thing, right? So once a person who says Hayom gets to finish that night, so someone who says Yom Echa might think the same thing, right? And he's going to violate the nether. V'ihu lo havi mutar, asha ad me'i slice, and that person needs 24 hours. Hilchot tzarech she'ila l'chacham. Okay, when the bai she'ila l'chacham, chacham choker keitza nadar v'lo yavo lidei chilo nadar. Right, so if he asks, he's going to be careful and he'll ask, etc. So he won't come to make a mistake. Okay. Fine. How does the Quran say this? Yeah, look at how the Quran says in the top of Samach Amar Beis. He says, tell all the way to the top, right, Samach Amar Beis. We let him end it at night. And then in the situation where he also takes a nether, like a different nether for Yom Echad, Shehei Mutal Lechashetechshach. The law mashmal like the ikamide bein yom echad lahayom. Meaning he won't know the difference. That's the point. So meaning, right? The point being, if he does hayom, and he finishes hayom, and nighttime comes, he's done. Great. Then the next time when he takes the neder, he shouldn't take any of the dharm. But then he goes out and he takes the. Someone asked me recently, someone else who listens. He's like, I'm so confused. Like, I'm not supposed to do this. I'm like, I know, that's so confusing. It's a whole mitzvah about things you're not supposed to do. And we keep saying, you're not supposed to do this, but it's confusing because we talk about it so much. But the point being, so if we allow that on this, in Hayom, just wait till nighttime. So then the next time when he makes an editor of Yom Echad, which is supposed to be 24 hours, I was like, oh, right, when I do a Yom, that's just till the night. Fine. Okay. So we make Sheilas Chacham, and he'll realize, no, only this case, fine. Okay. So Amalei, Samach Amar Beis. Amalei, the Bach adds, Amalei Abaye. Okay, the Abaye response. How he knows it's Abaye, it's a good question. But Amalei Abaye, Ihachi, Ligzer B'yomecha Mishum Hayom. So I make the opposite Gzera, meaning the situation where a person says Yomechad, right, and he has 24 hours, so we should make him also do some type of gzera. Maybe he should take a big sheilas chacham also because of the day of Hayom. Okay, what do we mean? What would that look like? Look at the mefarish. Ihach ligzer yom echad lehave aser ad shetechshach lemachar. Right, mishum Hayom, meaning that if I take 24 hours and I take the nether at 2 o'clock in the afternoon today, so then 2 o'clock tomorrow I should not be mutar. I should have to wait till the nighttime of the next day. Right, I should have to it'll be more than 24 hours. Why? The Amis, I may slay, because if I only need 24 hours, v'sulo, and not any more than that, asr l'mishrei nami ki omar b'shachris v'omar hayom, asr l'mishrei v'chatzi hayom v'hu asr ad shadech shach. What could happen? So if I take a neder at 9 in the morning today, right, and I don't just have to wait till 9 in the morning tomorrow, so maybe the next time I take a 9 in the morning, oh, well, it was like, I was just like till the end of the day or something, right? And I'll just wait till the nighttime. Which would even be more, you could understand the confusion in our case because of like halakhic days, right? It's not today anymore, etc. So maybe you should also make a shayat sakham in that case, right? So that, like, again, the person won't make the mistake now, even. Okay. So Gemara says no. So Amalei Hayom b'Yom Echa Michlef Yom Echa b'Hayom l'Michlef. So the Gemara says, "No, that's not true." Meaning, I understand if you do Hayom, and it's much shorter the amount of time, you might make the same mistake on the next case to make it, it should be longer to make it shorter. But the case where it's already so long, I'm not nervous, and then the next time you're going to make a mistake for the shorter one, like that much we're not worried about. Fine. Look at the Mefarish. Amalei Rav Yosef Hayom b'Yom Echa Michlef. The ishar is hayom lechatshetech shach, but lo sheila milchav asr l'mishrei yom echad mishetech shach. Meaning, I understand. Like the suffer yatsa osa hayom, the day's over. Shenadibo kamochein, but who ain't a mutter ela meisleis? That we're nervous about. Halachic day, etc. Makes sense. But yom echad behayom l'michav. But the opposite we're not concerned about. The lo asr lishtos l'machar ad halayla. The lo asr l'mishrei behayom mechatzi yom ve'ilach. Meaning that's not a delay l'meicha shlachi. The hacha lo gomer hayom adain. Right, you made the yediyah the asr kol hayom. Mishum hayatam and nami lo matzrachin sheila l'sof meislais. The asr l'mishrei mehayom mechatzi yom. The point being, I'm not concerned. The guy took a neder for the whole day and waited the whole day. Then the next time he's gonna make a mistake and not wait at least till nighttime. That much we're not nervous about. Fine. So I'm Ravina. I'm Ravina. I'm Rali Mireimar. Hachi Amar Avucha Mishmed Rav Yosef. So Ravina said to Miriam, this is what your father said to me in the name of Rav Yosef. Kaman Azla Hash might say to Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, who said it to Rabbi Nasan. This is Rabbi Nasan. Why? Why is this idea like Rabbi Nasan? Right? Rabbi Yirmiyah was the one who said this idea that you have to make the Shelas Chacham. So who is this like? This is like Rabbi Nasan. Why? The Tzisanya, Rabbi Nasan, Omer, we've seen this before, just recently, right, that a person who takes a neder is like building a bama, right, which is forbidden, to build a personal altar, and the person who fulfills it, it's like you brought a korban on it, meaning the whole mashal is a bad mashal, right? If you build a bama, that's bad. If you bring a korban on a bama, also bad, right? So the point being, it's all bad, right? And since it's all bad, and things we don't want to do, when we have an opportunity to tell you to take a Shelas Chacham, we tell you to do so. Take a look at the Ran. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down in this medium-sized lines. Right, Kaman Azra Shemaitzi Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Kirabi Nasan. Because you could ask, right, Kolomar, Damayid Mitzrachinan Le She'ila L'Chacham, Bomer Hayom. Right, he's saying, because the reason we ask him to do a Shelas Chacham in this case, where he says, Hayom, La Mishum Gzeir B'lachud. Right, this isn't only because I'm nervous what's going to happen with the guy who says Yom Echad, right? Why? The Sfirlan, the Lo Shchiach Kol Hay, La Chlufei, right? This is not such a big concern that the guy's going to make a mistake. The Mishum Gzera B'lachud Nachmecha, just because of the Gzera, I'm nervous that the guy who's going to make another neder about Yom Echad is going to make a mistake, right? But rather, Miu Kevin Nachi Nader Lav Shapir Avid. But since already, it's like a double whammy here, right? First of all, the whole thing was bad. Don't take the neder in the first place. That was a bad idea, Kid Rav Nasan. So Nihi the Ilo Havishayach Lemigzar Klal Lo Machmarinan Lay. It's true. If there was no concern about maybe the guy who says Hayom now is making a mistake about Yom Echad. If that was not a concern at all, we wouldn't make him like Let's Druche Shele. We'd make him as Shelas Chacham, right? But miu skip leanu miu kol echad the shaych lemigzar klal machmarinan alei v'kansin alei, right? But now that you already have like, it's bad enough you took a zera, you took a nether, and now the nether you took is going to be confusing for the next nether. So what do? It's now shaydas chacham, get rid of it, right? So we don't say every single time any person takes a nether they have to do a shaydas chacham. But in this case, once you have the two things together, the nether in the first place and plus something confusing. So now already we're gonna make this gezeira that he has to take a shayas chacham. But we don't. But in the case where it's not confusing at all, so we're not gonna make such a requirement. So he's just saying this. By the way, like sort of the fuel for this mahalach is the idea of Rav Minasa that the whole thing is a mistake. He shouldn't have done it in the first place.
But previously, haven't we just really said what were you thinking at the time?
Yeah, so, same thing.
So I'm saying, so but why does it even matter what they actually
That's
say?
That's what Shayla will be. That's what the Shayla will be. Which, if you would have known, same thing.
Right, but I'm saying, but why does it even matter what actually said versus what was just in your head? So it doesn't matter if you're confused in terms of what you said. You really only care about what was in your head.
That might be true, but what the Gemara is really asking here, though, is why are you telling me in such a case? Like, we haven't had, like, you know, a lot of times you ask the question, what happens if a person thinks a nether?
Yeah.
Oh, halacha is X, or Y, or Z. No one said, and by the way, just make a shez chacham and get rid of the nether.
Mm-hmm.
Why specifically now are we
right.
doing that?
It proves too much, because that would be true in all cases.
Exactly.
Of the Gemara,
yeah.
Right?
Right. So his point, so exactly what Ron's saying is that I should always say that.
Right.
Every nether, the whole
mesechta.
You should just make a shez chacham. So the answer is, we don't do that every time. It's that you have to have, first of all, you took the nether and a nether that could cause confusion for the next nether. So once we have that double concern, so now we say, just do a Shayla Salchum to get rid of this. Right? And that way, by the way, at the end of the nether, we don't even say, you know, every single time, just take a Shayla Salchum. At the end of the nether, take a Shayla Salchum, and that way, you know, we'll A, it'll get rid of your nether, and B, it'll make sure that you have clarity for the next time. He just pointed out why don't we just the whole mesechta could be gone. Just say always make a shez chacham, right? Why don't we say that? And he's explained that because we don't do it in every case. Fine, okay. Shabbos zu asa b'chol Shabbos kula. So remember we said if he says this week, so he's asa the whole week to drink wine pshita. That's obvious. No, ma the same by yomei the Shabbos akamar. Maybe he just meant Shabbos zu this week. If I say this week, maybe I don't include Shabbos. I mean the week. How was your week? Right? If someone says on Shabbos, how was your week? Right? Just like, you know, I mean, Sunday through Friday, right? If you had a good Shabbos, we don't have your Shabbos, I have to say, how was your Shabbos, right? So sometimes I say the week, I just mean the weekdays. So Kabbash Shalom, that Shabbos is included, right? Shabbos is included as part of this week, not part of next week. Chodesh Zeh, also B'chol Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Lahaba. So also, Chodesh Zeh means the whole month, and Rosh Chodesh applies to the next month. It's not part of this month that I'm in now. So Pshita, it's also obvious. So says the Gemara, no, it's tricha la chodesh chaser. Right? Now the reason I need to tell you this is because of a case of a chodesh that is chaser. When a chodesh is chaser, what happens? If you only have 29 day month, day one is going to be Rosh Chodesh. Right? If the chodesh male, then day 30 and one, so 30 is also Rosh Chodesh, right? So what's going on here? So the same Rosh Chodesh le sha'avar have. So I might think that Rosh Chodesh maybe goes on the month before. Right? Kamash Malan Kari Inche Resh Yacha. Kamash Malan, the month we call it Rosh Chodesh, so it's the beginning of the next month. It's a little this language is a little difficult. There's a kind of discussion between Rashi and the Mefarish and the Ran here about how to understand this because it's not so obvious. Because if it's Velolitzer, it shouldn't be Velolitzer, it should be Velitzer. Meaning it should be Rosh Chodesh should be part of that month that I forbade, right? And also, you might think it was really talking about Chodesh Malay, because the Chodesh Malay is the one where you have the 30th day, which is part of the previous month, now is becoming part of the next month. But it seems from the Ran that this is the way I just read it, it's the way you read it. But it is, if it's confusing based on language, it is actually a little bit confusing. Okay, let's finish up. Shara Zu, Asa B'chol Shara Kula. So this year, I have to make the whole year this whole year is forbidden. See, Bailhu, Amar Kodam Yayan She'eni Toim. She'eni Toim. Yom. I didn't say Hayom, and I didn't say Yom Zeh. Okay, just Yom. So, my Dine. What do you say? Kayom or Kiyom Echad? Which one is it? Is it like Hayom, so it just ends tonight? Or is it Yom Echad? I have 24 hours. So, Tashvam Masnisan. So, let's learn from our Mishnah. Kodam Yayan She'eni Toim Hayom. Ein Asra Ela Shetechshach. Hayom. Kiyom Echad, tell me. Right? So on the one hand, the Mishnah said that if you say Hayom, it's only us until tonight. So what then? Yom must be the opposite. Oh, that must be like considered like 24 hours. So Ein Masefa, what do you mean? But at the end of the Mishnah, Amar Yom Echad, Asim Yom Liyom. If I say Yom Echad, it's 24 hours. Hayom, Kiyom, tell me. That means the regular case of Hayom must be just till tonight. So Elam Echalek Lamashmine. So rather, we cannot answer any answer. We can't answer from this case. And we're gonna have to figure out more as we move along, but we'll stop here and we'll pick that up next week. Yes, you go.